This is Susan with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Kevin Hall from The Woodlands, Texas. Kevin is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property that was listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background.
Okay. Well, I am a native Texan, and I started building houses about 13 years ago. And about halfway into that process, I got a little interested in real estate and started buying properties off and on throughout the last 8 years or so.
Was there anything specific that inspired you to start investing in real estate, or was it just a new interest that you developed?
Well, I'd always been interested in real estate. Kind of was a natural fit with the home building, and I was always looking for a way to replace my income with my job so that I could do something on my own, and I thought investing in real estate would be a natural fit for that.
How did you build up your real estate investing education once you decided that was something that interested you?
Wow. You know, a lot of courses, went to a lot of seminars, joined Rich Club several years ago, and that was probably my initial education, was just attending Rich Club meetings. But throughout the years, I've bought several courses and attended several seminars.
Okay. And just to clarify, Rich Club is a local real estate investing club specific to the Houston area. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the website for a minute. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Probably like most investors, never did find real success generating consistent leads from buyers. From sellers, and just started looking for other options. If I couldn't do it on my own, who else out there is doing it? And came across the site that way, and decided I'd go ahead and join.
And we're glad that you did. It's good to hear your success story as well. Before you came to us, what else did you try to solve your problem of getting consistent leads?
Did flyers. I've done bandit signs. You know, there's different other websites that generate leads that I paid for those leads without a whole lot of success. So, you know, I think it's out there. I'll probably try it, postcards, direct mail, all that good stuff. But just nothing that I could find that was consistent and it didn't break the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a consideration also, that's for sure. How many properties did you look at before deciding on this one?
That I actually went out and looked at, or just looked at on the website?
Well, both.
Okay. You know, once I joined, that's probably the first house that I actually met with a seller. You know, looking through the site, it was probably a month or two. I just wasn't ready when I first joined. But probably after a couple of months, I contacted the seller of that property.
What made you choose to buy this one?
It was close to home, probably 15, 20 minutes from where I live, and the numbers worked, and that's kind of what I always base things off of. Got a little formula, and if it fits the numbers, and I think I can make it work, and that's the house I'm going to go after.
Let's talk about those numbers. Would you be willing to share with us what the purchase price and estimated cost of repairs and ARV were on the property?
Okay, sure. I bought the property for $43,000, put right at $12,000 into it, had a little bit of foundation. I think we spent about $1,500, $1,700 on foundation work and just general flooring, paint, carpet, that kind of thing. The house before I bought it had an appraisal done. The appraisal came in at $85,000. And I had a second appraisal after the repairs were done. I think it was in the high 80s, and we actually have sold it using owner financing to somebody for $89,000.
Wow, that's quite a big profit. Good for you. So you did about $12,000 in repairs on the property. How were you able to find a reliable contractor?
Being a home builder, I had that's something I'm very confident with. I'm not scared of going into a house and not knowing what needs to be done. So that a lot of it I just contract out myself to the stuff that I deal with on a regular basis. There's obviously a couple of things like foundation repair that you don't deal with on new home construction. So that resource I got from I believe the hard money lender that I used on the property. They referred me to a foundation company.
Okay. And having been in the business, I suppose you would have those contacts already. But what about a new investor who is not in the home building business before they transition to investing? Do you have any recommendations for them on how they could find some reliable contractors to work with?
I think word of mouth is probably the best way. I think everybody's got horror stories of contractors that they've used that didn't work out. So I think if you just ask around, it's easy to find out the guys to avoid. And I think most people want to help other people. And if they know somebody that's worked out well for them, they want to make sure that you know, that name gets passed on to somebody that can use them.
Networking is helpful in this business, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You mentioned that you sold the property.
Right.
Tell us what your plan was for selling it quickly in today's market.
Well, my initial thought was I wanted to be able to sell properties quickly, and you know, there's a number of different ways to do that. One of the options I had was to be able to owner finance the property, so I listed it with an agent, with owner financing as being an option. So if somebody came along and was able to buy it outright, I'd get that buyer, but ultimately if that didn't work out and somebody had a good, decent down payment and wanted to do owner financing, that's something I was in a position to be able to do. And so that's what happened. We put the house on a Friday, and by the following Friday, we had a full-price contract with somebody that was putting 10% down. That was just the ideal buyer that we would want.
Sounds like the timing was perfect for everything.
Yes.
Good. That's good to hear. Why do you think that you've been able to succeed as an investor, while some other investors struggle a little bit?
Why? Oh, I guess just, you know, once you get out there and you start doing it, you build a little bit of confidence. I think everybody starts off a little bit scared of the what ifs. But, you know, I always tell people that, you know, you just got to go out there and do that. But you do need to have some reserves. You need to, you know, not roll the dice and hope that everything works out perfect, because it's not always going to work out perfect. So, you know, be prepared to have a little bit of cash on hand, and but be prepared to, you know, make sure that you have the confidence to go forward and just take that leap at some point.
Okay. Other than that, what advice would you give to new investors?
You know, surround yourself, again, networking with like-minded people, people that have already done it. You know, there's a lot of times that I reach out to people that are more knowledgeable than me and ask them for advice. And I just think that you know, you can't be afraid to do that. But at some point, you kind of have to let go of those reins and take that leap.
Well, that's really good information. And your story is definitely encouraging, not only for new investors, but seasoned investors. So on behalf of everyone at MyHouseDeals.com, I'd like to thank you for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.